learn how to build your faith on God's Word, and live a life of 100% victory 100% of the time. As you listen to the Senior Pastor, Davis Christian Center, Pastor Kingsley Okunkwo, and expect God's Word to work for you.
We started a series at the beginning of this month titled Blessed and Not Stressed. Come on, say with me, I am blessed, not stressed. Say it again, I am blessed, not stressed. Okay, and we began to look at the fact that many believers are still living with the miracle mindset. And that is not how God intends for us as Christians to live. Living by the miracle mindset actually is living below God's best for us. When we live by a miracle mindset, we are living below God's best for us. God wants us to live with the blessing mindset. The mindset that we are already blessed. That's how God wants us to live. Not with the miracle mindset. All right? So we began to look at something. The first Sunday, we looked at some of the signs that show that you are walking in the blessing. Some of the signs that show that you are walking in the blessing. All right? We looked at many things. I can't go into all of them. But there are things that follow your life. There are things that are evident in your life when you are walking conscious of the blessing, when you are walking with the blessing. Then the second Sunday, we looked at the difference between the miracle mindset and the blessing mindset. We looked at how they are different. Part of the miracle mindset is that we push all responsibility to God. We just have faith in our shouting. If we can shout at Him very well, He will do everything. But in the blessing mindset, we understand that some part of this whole business is our own responsibility. You see, there is no manna in the promised land. There is what? No manna in the promised land. They don't give manna in promised land. The manna stopped at the wilderness. But many Christians enter the promised land with the wilderness mindset. That manna will come. Manna never comes in the promised land. In the promised land, you take responsibility. You take seed. You plant seed. You weed it. You water it. And then you see manna. But we are still expecting it to fall from heaven. Glory to God. We looked at a lot of things there also. The responsibility. So please go and get these things and listen to them. Today we are going to now move to how to actually activate the blessing. Hallelujah. How to what? Activate the blessing. You see, the blessing is God's presence or God's power actively in your life. It's like God actually putting His hand behind your shoulder. It's like God walking with you, pushing you from behind. It's God's power on you. It's God's empowerment. It means empowered to prosper. It's like you just have God's backing. That's what the blessing is. However, you can have the blessing and not activate it. You can have the blessing and what? Not activate it. And unfortunately, that is what is common for many people. They have not activated the blessing in their lives. It's like having a gun. It doesn't mean you have killed anybody yet. It's like having a car. It doesn't mean you've gone anywhere yet. You can have the car. When you have a car, you are empowered to move. But it doesn't mean you have moved. Am I correct? When you have a car, you are empowered for transportation. It doesn't mean you have transported yourself. I know somebody's getting what I'm saying. So that's how the blessing is. You need to activate it. Before I go into how we activate it, let me just show you again. Because I was saying yesterday, last week or so, that I can never be poor. You need to understand why we say that as believers. We don't say that because of the job we are doing. We're not saying that because of the economy of the country we live in. When we say we can never be poor, we are saying it because of an understanding that we have. So the first way to actually activate the blessing is by your mentality, by your mindset. You need to move from the miracle mindset where you are in crisis and you are forcing God to come to the blessing mindset where you understand that God is already on your corner. God is already on your side. For you to know whether you have the right mindset or not, is your actions that you will check. The blessing mindset. So the first thing is your mentality, your way of thinking. If you're always thinking that you need to cajole God, you need to beg God, you need to force God, you need to convince God then you have the miracle mindset. You don't yet have the blessing. The person with the blessing mindset knows that, in fact, there's a confidence you have that God is with you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? David said, I have been young. He said, now I am old. He said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said, I have been young. Now I am old. He's saying, over a long period of time, I've checked this out. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor what? His seed begging bread. This scripture has no... So you guys, you still don't get... Wait, Prema is not around, I'm sure. Prema is not around. So you put in collect scripture from the mainland. He said, I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous what? Forsaken. Know what? I can't hear you. Know what? Begging bread. I decree that you will never need to beg. The last time you ever begged anyone is the last time you will ever beg. In the name of Jesus. When you have that blessing mindset, you understand that. See, having the blessing mindset, it comes from you actually understanding the blessing. You see, and that's why it pained me some of you didn't come for Word Feast. It pained me some of you didn't come for Word. You don't understand. You see, that is exactly how the mindset of the blessing is developed. When you keep hearing the word. You see that in Psalm 1. You actually develop the blessing mindset by hearing the word. If that was a miracle service, more people would have come for it. Because they always have that miracle mindset. Not knowing that the blessing mindset is way better. You get it by hearing the word. Psalm 1. Look at Psalm 1. He said, this book of the law shall not depart. Psalm 1 says, blessed is he. Anywhere you see the word blessed, take note of it, please. Anywhere you see the word blessed or blessing or blessed or blessed, it's very important. That is a key word for you. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in what? The seat of the scoff. All they are doing is that God is censoring. He's censoring what you are hearing. He said, don't listen to advice from an ungodly person. An ungodly person can be a Christian, but it's just ungodly. Ungodly, how many ungodly Christians? They will give you nonsense advice. Say, go and sleep in your boyfriend's house. What is there in premarital sex now? It's okay, everybody's doing ungodly advice. He said, don't listen to that ungodly advice. Say, bribe, steal, you know, change figure. Where person they work, now in the shop, is workshop. All kinds of nonsense things are not in the Bible. You know, cheat your boss, steal. He said, don't walk in the counsel and advice of the ungodly, nor standed in the way with sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. He said, take heed of what you are hearing. He said, instead, you see, because after you cut off negative information, you don't just remain vacant or blank. He said, you now focus on positive things. See what it says. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And inside that law, he meditates what? So, meditate means he's thinking on. So, you are removing the negative things you are hearing, and you are thinking on only what the word says. You are thinking on only what the word says. They say that's how you develop that miracle mindset. That blessing mindset. See the fifth verse 3. See the consequence. He said, and he shall be what? Like a tree planted by... I've read this chapter so many times. I can't get tired of reading it. He shall be like a tree planted by what? The rivers. They didn't say he's planted. They say he just looks like. He prospers like somebody planted by a constant source of blessing. He shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. And his leaf shall not what? Wither. And whatsoever he doeth. Did they say but except during lockdown? Did they say except during lockdown? If lockdown affected your finances significantly, your mindset is wrong. Go and adjust your mindset. God never guaranteed us that the whole world will be at peace. There's no such scripture. In fact, if anything, he even said in this world, you will have what? You will have tribulation. Some people have never seen that before. Yeah, they think they are. He said this world is never going to be. God never promised us that there will be a time that this world will be peaceful. That's not part of his promise. What he said, though, is that I can take care of you in spite of what's going on in the world. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So you need to have that blessing mindset. Censor what you are hearing. Focus on what he is saying. So you remove the negative, you focus on that positive. I told them during the word feast that people don't realize that we are spirits. This means that we are created to be affected by words. So that is why there was protest everywhere in the world during the lockdown. Almost everywhere, literally, had protest. From America to Europe to Africa. America, they had Black Lives Matter. They had other protests in Europe. They also did Black Lives Matter there. Then in Nigeria, we did what? NSAS. Did you notice that there was no talk of COVID when we were doing protests? Everybody gathered. They gathered, they said, we should not gather now. We gathered properly. Ate together, sang together. People were even hugging and shaking. All the things they said would keep people. The virus did not spread. The virus even protested. Because it didn't work throughout that period. The moment protest finished, I expected that with all this mingling, at least 100,000, 200,000, 300,000, millions should all die of COVID the next week or the next 2 weeks at least, or even the next month. There was suspension of people dying or getting COVID. Really went back to our houses. They continued their normal count. People started getting it again. One of the reasons is very simple. What you are hearing. The media stopped focusing on COVID during the protest, started focusing on protest. After protest, they went back to focusing on COVID. You are created to be affected by words. It's like saying you will eat and calories won't come. Say, I eat with an innocent mind. No. Every food has what? Calories. That's how words are. Every word affects you. Every word. So you can only censor the kind of words you are hearing. But every word will affect you. So you develop the victory mindset by hearing about how the blessing works. Instead of hearing about what's going on in the news, that, oil and gas sector is going to be affected. Oh, real estate is going to be affected. Oh, you are listening to the wrong news. That sector can be affected. Your own sector, you as a sector, can't be affected. You need to understand what I'm saying. I'm not just telling you stories. These are real things in the Bible. These are real situations. This is so you carry the blessing. I need you to get it, guys. You're unstoppable. Not because you are a great guy, but because you have a great God. You have something called the blessing. It is all that. You see, it's a mindset. You are so convinced about the news. You are so convinced about the economy. You are so convinced about what they said about the economy. That's why you need to be more convinced about what God said. That's what I'm saying. That's why it pained me. You didn't come for word feast. You were at home. Then see, everybody is being programmed. When you sit at home like that, when church is going on, you are being programmed by something. You're either on your phone, you're either talking to people, you are being programmed. You just don't know it. So when you say go to church, come for a program, it's not just to see your face. Something is happening to you. The Bible says faith comes by what? Hearing and what?
Hearing.
Just hearing and hearing and hearing the word. That's how your life changes. That's it. But it's too simple. In fact, the way the Bible calls it the foolishness of preaching. I don't know if somebody gets what I'm saying. The Bible says it's so foolish, many people miss it. It says the foolish, God has chosen the foolishness of preaching to use to change this world. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So sitting to hear the word is work. In fact, that should take priority over your hustle out there. During the pandemic, that's when you know where your faith was all along. Because your business was shaking, your faith too was shaking. Your faith was in your business, not in God. God was not on lockdown. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. God was not on lockdown. Hallelujah. So, you need to develop that mindset. See, wherever the blessing is, increase is always there. Wherever they mention the blessing, they mention increase. It's like saying, wherever we pour water, there will be wetness. That's how the blessing is. That's how the blessing and increase goes together. Wherever I pour water, it's automatic for everybody there to be wet. Am I correct? I said, am I correct? If I pour water on these choir people now, I just take one drum or one tanker and I pour water on them, it's automatic that they will all be what? Wet. That's how the blessing is. If the blessing is upon you, it's automatic that you increase. They go together. They are inseparable. That's why the Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh what? Rich. It's automatic. Once the blessing is upon you, it maketh rich. Once the blessing is upon you, it maketh rich. Once the blessing is upon you, it maketh rich. Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Whenever you see the blessing, you see increase. Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Job chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. It says, then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear you for nothing? I was saying this verse. He said, has not thou made what? An hedge about it. Now please take note. The blessing is not always only about money. All right? It covers every area of your life. He said, has thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he had on every side? He said, thou hast done what? I can't hear you guys. Thou hast done what? And what happened next? I told you, wherever you see blessed, there's increase. They say, you have blessed his hands, and what's the consequence? I'm not hearing you guys, though. What's the consequence? So you've blessed the work of his hands, increase. Whenever you see blessing, there's 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 increase. Whenever you see water, there's wet. When you see blessing, there's increase. This is why we say we can never be poor. You need to understand it. There are so many of these scriptures. So many of them. Whenever you see blessing, there's increase. Whenever you see blessing, there's increase. Whenever you see blessing, there's increase. You need to detach your mind from your job. Your job is not the source of your blessings, just the channel. And God can change the channel at any time. So that's why when they say there's a lockdown, there's an economic problem, if you panic, it shows that your eyes was on the economy. If you panic, it shows your eyes was on that job. Oh, I like a great job. Don't get me wrong. It's good to have a good job. I understand. But you see, God never wants you to ever move your eyes. You see, the moment you think your job is the main source of your income, if they ask you to compromise on that job, you will gladly do it because you think that's your source. If you understand God is your source, you will tell them outrightly that keep your job. God will take care of me. That's what I'm saying, eh? This blessing mindset, it's not just by saying it. It's in real life it shows. Your decisions. Small, small decisions. Your attitude. Do you panic? When they said I was locked down, did you panic? Were you afraid I'm going to die now, finally? Those things are showing where your mind really is. That they didn't open shop. Glory to God. I told you now that I said the other day, I'm a pastor, so this is my work. Sunday is my main work day. This is work. I get blessed, financially speaking, from my job. So churches were not open for 9 months or maybe 6 months or something. It would have been okay for me to think, this means I'm gonna be broke. I won't be able to survive. It didn't cross my mind one day. I knew I would be fine, and I knew everybody that worked here would be fine. Are you here, somebody? God began to open doors. I mean, people that I've never seen, never met, were sending seeds in thousands of dollars from abroad. I wasn't surprised at all. In fact, I would have been surprised if it didn't happen like that. And if you get what I'm saying. So, this church is great, but it's not my source. You are a great person. I like you as you are here, but you are not my source. Because one day you might not like me. One day I might preach something you don't like. So I can't tie my destiny to you being happy with me. Is somebody getting what I'm saying, sir? Because some people think, oh, pastors are just enjoying. Look, they are rich pastors, they are poor pastors. Same way they are rich doctors and they are poor doctors. It's the blessing that makes the difference. There's no career that is sure banker. All careers can be at risk. I get what I'm saying? They are poor footballers, they are rich footballers. It's the blessing that makes a difference. So you must get to that stage in those small, small things. When there's a shaking, it shows where your faith really is. You lose your job. So what do you say? Do you say, I'm dead? Or do you say, glory, something great is ahead of me? I might not know it yet, but I know something great is ahead of me. A new chapter is about to open. Are you here, somebody? You are so confident. You are so what? Confident. Wherever the blessing is, there is increase. See Abraham, Genesis chapter 12. Genesis 12. He said, get thee out of their country and out of your kin, out of your father's house, to a land I will show you. Verse 2. He says, and I will make thee what? A great nation. And I will do what? Look at that word, bless again. And I will make thy name what? Great. And thou shalt be what? Verse 3. I'll bless them that bless you, I'll curse them that curse at you, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Look at chapter 13, verse 1. One chapter after. And Abraham was what? Very rich. One chapter after. Before the blessing came, he was an ordinary guy. You need to understand. Before the blessing came, he was an ordinary guy. Nothing major was happening. God had to appear to him and say, leave this place. I will bless you. In chapter 12. Next chapter, they say, and Abraham was what? Very rich. They didn't say he was rich. He was what? Very rich. And they had to spell out what they mean. Say, in cattle, that's his business. In silver, and in gold. I didn't have time today. I thought I would have time today. I would have read it from Deuteronomy 28 so that you would see how the blessing was. Everywhere the blessing is mentioned, there's increase. That's what I'm telling you. It's like water and wet. You can't say you are blessed and not increase. So when I say I can't be poor, it has nothing to do with Naira. It has nothing to do with Buhari. It has nothing to do with your Nigerian government. If you're here and you're still thinking if you don't go to Canada, you'll make it, then you have a poverty mindset. You don't have a blessing mindset. Nothing is wrong with Canada, but you don't know you're already blessed. It's not Canada that is going to make you. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. It's not Canada that make it rich. It's the blessing that make it rich. Oh, man. Glory to God. That what I'm saying is the mindset. It shows in the little decisions you make. It shows in your attitude where your mindset is. It's the blessing that make it rich. It's the blessing that make it rich. It's the blessing that make it rich. Wherever the blessing is mentioned, increase is what? Mentioned. It doesn't only cover money. Let me show you Job. Job chapter 1. Glory to God. Job chapter 1 from verse 1. He said there was a guy in this place that was a perfect man and feared God and was upright. Next verse. Next verse. He said, and they were born unto him 7 sons. Next verse. Verse 3. He said, his substance also was what? 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, and 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 she asses, and a very what? Great household. So that this man was what? The greatest of all the men in the East. Of course, you know the story. Things went bad for him. I don't have time to go into that today, but it wasn't God that did anything to him. Please, you need to understand that. God didn't do anything to him. It was Satan that did it. God only showed Satan that Job had dropped his defenses, all right? I don't have time to go into this, but Job himself confessed that what I feared greatly came upon me. You see, your fear attracts what you are trying to run from. Your faith also attracts what you are looking for. Same thing. They are the same force, just that they walk opposite direction. But I don't have time for that today. So let's go to Job 42. DJ, give me to go to where they said God blessed or turned the captivity of Job. Job 42. He said, so the, okay, look at this. He said, so the Lord did what? Look, I've told you that word blessed is your key word anywhere. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than what? His beginning. Now, see what he had. He had exactly double of everything. He said, for he had what? In chapter 1, he had only 7,000 sheep. Now he had 14,000 sheep. He said, he had what? 6,000 camels before he had 3,000 camels. He said, and he had what? 1,000 yoke of oxen before he had 500. And he said, now what? 1,000 sheep. God gave him everything double. Everything double. Wherever the blessing is, there is increase. That I'm saying, we can't pour water on you and you say you are not wet. That's how it is. You can't say you are blessed and you are not increasing. Then you are probably not activating it. See the next verse. He also had what? 7 sons and 3 daughters. Next verse. He said, and he called the name of the first one Jemima. The second name was what? Kezia. The name of the third one was what? Karen. Give it a Karen. Don't call it that. It's Karen. Next verse. He said, and in all the land, there were no women found as fair. Fair means beautiful. Found as beautiful as the daughters of Job. Did you see that? The blessing is not only money. Your children will be the best in town. See, yeah? Some of you that don't have children, this one you don't think, but those of you that have children, please listen to what I'm saying now. You should know what I'm saying. Because once you have children, your concern now becomes about your children turning out right. See it here, it's in the blessing. They said they were the finest in town. They were the most wanted. Glory to God. He said they were not found. Daughters as see, the blessing makes you beautiful. Makes you attractive. See, everywhere Abraham went, they were chasing his wife. Same thing happened to Isaac. Isaac also went somewhere, they were chasing his wife. Blessed men marry fine women. Fine women are blessed women. I get what I'm saying? So if you're a woman here, you are the blessed woman. That is very fine. If you're a man, you must marry a blessed woman. That is also fine. They chased Abraham's wife at old age. They still chased Isaac's wife. That's how fine their wives were. Let's continue. Let's finish it quickly. He says, and in all the land were no women as fine as Joseph, and their father gave them what? Inheritance. So if you're a woman, you also have this inheritance. You can't say, I must marry a rich man. You're a rich woman. Rich women don't talk like that. It's poor girls that say, if you are rich, money is not an issue. You just want a serious-minded man that knows what he's doing. Money is not an issue. He said, next verse. He said, and after this, Job lived what? 140 years. I like this one. And he saw his sons and his sons' sons. Hallelujah. Even what? 4 generations. You see, the blessing is not only money. I'm just focusing on material things in this service. But it doesn't stop there at all. Everything is inside. Long life, health, how your children turn out. How your children what? Turn out. Hey, come on, bonboy. Come on, be drug addicts. Not here. You will serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And my daughters will be fine. The most wanted in town. Glory to God. Say they were not found any ladies as beautiful as Job's daughters. God just decked him with all kinds of beautiful things. Wherever you see the blessing, you see increase. So number one, the blessing mindset is how you activate the blessing. Number two, how it is activated is by obedience. By what? Obedience. You see, whenever you obey scriptures, you are activating the blessing. You see, this is the difference between that miracle mindset and the blessing mindset. In the miracle mindset, you have more faith in your shouting. You have a lot of faith in your manipulation. You know, some people are so used to manipulation, so they bring it into their relationship with God. How many of you have seen people that they cause trouble and they're the one that now cry first? Some of you know what I'm talking about. They're the one that cause trouble. By the time the argument gets heated, and once they start crying, game over, they've won. So they're used to manipulating their way forward. They bring that into the kingdom. Think, if I cry, God will answer me. You can cry from now to next year. God already loves you. He's already touched by the feelings of your infirmities. But he's not moved by it. He's touched by it. But he moves by your faith. Because he has already blessed you. Imagine somebody in his car. They've given you a car key, giving you a car, and you're crying. Would that make the car start? If you want the car to start, what do you have to do? After you cry, clean your eye, you see after what? Start it. You will cry well. Because the car is already yours. The key is already in your hand. What remains to what? Start it. Nothing we can do about it. So all this shouting, and this is what the bulk of Nigerian Christians are doing. If we can shout, if we can intimidate God, if we can beg, if we can cry, if we can do pretty face, it will make God move. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Just obey principles. There's no manna in the promised land. The promised land, we walk by principles, not by miracles. No manna in the promised land. No manna in the promised land. No manna. He gave us manna in the wilderness. We don't operate by manna. We don't just beg him. In the promised land now, we walk by the principles. That's how we get what is ours. Somebody get what I'm saying? James chapter 1, verse 25. Look at it quickly. It says, DJ, James 1, 25. It says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and does what? Continue therein. That means he continues with it. He does it. Say, he being not a what? Forgetful hearer, but a what? A doer of the work. He said, this man shall be what? Blessed in what? His deed. This man shall be blessed. By doing the word of God, he will activate the blessing over his life. He will activate the blessing over his life by obeying the word. So what does this mean? Basic principles. Number one, what the Spirit of God tells you. So you are out of work because of COVID, or your business is down because of COVID. What is the Spirit of God telling you? You see, this is the difference between the miracle mindset and the blessing mindset. In the miracle mindset, your business is down, you intensify shouting. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? In the miracle mindset, things are tough. What you do is to do what? Intensify shouting. You even increase it now. It's not morning and night. Shout at God. And give him instruction. Do it. Go. Move. God is laughing. He said, who's your errand boy? Who are you shouting at? In the blessing mindset, if something is not working, you are asking him, say, Lord, what are you saying? You see, as you begin to mature in the things of God, you are more interested in what God is telling you in prayer than what you are telling him. What you are telling him is stale news. He is aware. Oh, God, you see, I don't have money. God say, I'm aware. I've known since last year that you're not going to even have money next year. I saw it. I can see things that happen in the future. So this, you're not having money. I saw the crisis coming. The only person that wasn't taken by surprise by COVID is who? God. That's the only person. The rest of us were shocked. All of us had plans. Last year, my traveling and preaching engagement was the beginning of the year. I was hardly going to even be in church. I had preaching engagement all over the world. From Dubai. In fact, the weekend they did the lockdown, I was supposed to fly to Dubai, preach on Friday night. Then fly out that Friday night to London to land on Saturday to preach on Sunday in London. My schedule was full, beginning of the year to end of the year. It was that week. I was supposed to fly that week. We were just advising ourselves that if we take off, we might not be able to come back. And it was exactly that weekend they locked the world. I get what I'm saying. The only person that was not shocked was God. So if we do more hearing from him, as opposed to shouting at him, oh God, open the world. God said, this lockdown is 1 year old. But you don't want to hear, say, oh God, next week, do it. God said, we're not doing anything. It's 1 year rest for the whole world. He said, do it. God, do it. He said, you don't know what, you don't shut up and listen now. You are shouting. Go and rest very well. It's 1 year break for everybody. So what you are telling him in prayer is not as important as what he has to tell you. So obedience is what he tells you. Business is down. He might want to change your whole business. Say, start this new one. Or do this, adjust this one like this. But you don't want to hear anything. Second level of obedience is what is written already in scripture. Basic obedience in scripture. He said, take time to pray. Take time to spend time in the word of God. He said, love your neighbor. Forgive those that offend you. Are you here, somebody? I even know some people that they are prayer warriors, but they are treating their wife badly. They say, I'm a prayer warrior. But you are slapping your wife at home. 1 Peter 3:7, DJ. 1 Peter 3:7. You see how people are jokers in this world. He said, likewise, ye husbands, do what? Dwell with them according to what? Knowledge. Giving honor unto what? The wife. As unto the weaker vessel. As being heirs together of the grace of life. That what? So your obedience is more powerful than your prayers. Because there are many things that can hinder your prayers. And disobedience is one of them. So you are slapping your wife, shouting at your wife, you're never at home. Your wife is complaining that you're not giving her attention, you're not listening, but you're a prayer warrior. Oh God, and I deal with men like that all the time. Your wife, whenever your wife smiles at you, it's like God smiling at you. Things will move faster if she's happy. But you are not listening. You don't want this one. You just, oh God! Oh, yeah, you want to shout at God. Prayer warrior. Thank you. Go and be a love warrior. Go and love your wife at home. obedience is better than sacrifice. Prayer warrior, and you are neglecting your wife. You are treating her anyhow. You have 13 girlfriends, and you are a prayer. You want God will do it. You are joking. Obedience. Next point. Salvation. We are connected by the blessing, by our salvation. When they say you are saved, you see, this is why I'm saying I can't be poor. Because I understand that because I'm saved, I am blessed. See, you are not going to be blessed. You're already blessed. What we're talking about is that maybe you are not activating it yet. That's why it's not working. But if you're a Christian, if you're a born-again Christian, you are already blessed. But you need to be mindful or conscious of it. God told Isaac, stay in this land. He wanted to run to Canada. God said, stay here. Isaac, go and read Genesis 26. Egypt was the Canada of that time. Egypt was the center of development. Everybody was going to Egypt. Whenever people were broke, Egypt was where they would go to. See, Isaac wanted to go down to Egypt. God told him, stay in this land. I will bless you. And the next thing they said was that Isaac increased and became very great. Anyway, you see, blessing has increased. Are you here, somebody? Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and we what? Bless thee. And everything began to happen. All right, very important. So, salvation connects you. Let's go to Genesis 12 again. Verse 3 now. Genesis 12, 3. I was explaining to you on the first day that even though God blessed Adam, God blessed Noah, why is it the blessing of Abraham that we are connected to? Very simple. See it here. He said, and I will bless thee, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that cursed you. I said, in thee shall what? So what God told Abraham is this. He said, well, I'll bless you. But you know what? I will use you to connect people that are not ordinarily connected. He said, I will use you through you. All the families of the earth. Hey, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Because originally, who God blessed was Abraham. And when God says, I bless you, that's the beautiful thing about the blessing. It doesn't only cover you, it covers your lineage. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. And this is why you need to walk in the blessing. I don't want to go into April's message. But in April, we'll talk about evangelism. And one of the Sundays, we'll dedicate it to parenting because you evangelism starts from your house. Some of you, your children are already on a fast track to a mad place. Because you don't understand that the blessing you carry covers them. Pastor Peter is going to take one Sunday and teach on saving your kids. Is somebody hear what I'm saying? All my children are blessed. Whether they like it. Because every covenant I have with God flows to them. It's there. That's what he said. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac. See, God appeared to Isaac. Abraham was not there. But when Isaac was in the middle of crisis, God appeared to him and said, I will bless you because of the covenant I made with your father. Same thing with Jacob. Jacob was now the one that they changed his name to Israel. The whole country of Israel is Abraham's son. Do you understand? A country. And that's the most powerful country. I hope we all know that one. There are just 11 million people. This Israel you hear about. And they've won all the Nobel Prizes, the highest number of Nobel Prizes, having a number of patents, ideas, creativity. Most of the social media IT world is there. Mark Zuckerberg is Jewish. I hope you know. When you hear names like Zuckerberg, names like that, they are Jewish names. Wall Street, they are the one you there are just 11 million of them. They control Wall Street. They control everywhere. 11 million. That's half of Lagos. And they can slap us black and blue. Just 11 million of them. And that's Abraham's son. Do you understand? Israel is Abraham's child. So God said, you know what? I don't want to allow only them be blessed. He told Abraham that through you, I will connect Kingsley. I will connect Bolarinwa. I will connect Victor. I will connect Amazi. I will connect Ogo. I will connect Nigeria. People that want to be joined. You see, if not for that, all of us will be Gentiles forever. We will not only suffer here, we will still go to hell. So he said, through you, Abraham, I'm going to open a channel that can bring in this same blessing. That's why when you're counting your grandfather, stop counting that man in the village. This is your grandfather. Abraham is your father. Every time you want to see how your life will go, look about Abraham. Look about Sarah. He said, look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bear you, how I called them apart and blessed them. It's there. So how do you say you won't have children? Can't you see your mother, Sarah? Say, look unto Abraham your father, and also say, Sarah, I bear you, how I called them apart and blessed. I separated them from everybody. And did you find this Isaiah now? I thought by now, this one, Premo, is not around. Everything is summer. He said, look unto Abraham your father, and also Sarah that bear you. He said, for I called him alone, and what? Blessed him, and what? I told you, anywhere you see blessing, you see what? Increase. This is why I say I can't be poor. It's not Nigeria. What's Nigeria? The thing I'm carrying is bigger than Nigeria. I called him aside, blessed him, and what? Anywhere you see blessed, you must see increase. This is why I say you too can't be poor if you understand it. Nothing can hold you down. Except you are hindering the covenant or the blessing from working by yourself. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. So your grandfather is Abraham, not Mr. So-and-so in the village. On that grandfather you have is Isaac. On that one is Jacob. Those are, see, through you, all the families of the earth shall what? Be blessed. So go to Galatians 3:14. I'm rounding up now. He says, 13 says, blessed is he, I'm cursed is he that hangeth on the tree and all that. He said, so the reason why they hung Christ on the tree, basically, is to redeem us from the curse of the law and all that. Then look at verse 14 now. He says, so that what? The blessing of Abraham might come upon ordinary people like us through Christ. So now that you're born again, you carry exactly, you don't understand, your own is not a substandard one. It's not a Nigerian made one. You carry exactly the blessing of Abraham. Oh, I don't know if somebody understands. I mean, that's enough to make somebody stand up and run around. You are heavy. You are a dangerous person. They better be scared of you. Hey, your boss will soon become your colleague. You are dangerous. Ha, where you walk, they will soon become your competition. Because both of you will start. I mean, that's the blessing. Everywhere there's the blessing, there's increase. It's the mindset you don't have. You keep seeing yourself as a small person. You keep seeing yourself as Nigerian. You keep seeing yourself as limited. The moment you begin to see yourself the way God sees you, you know nothing's important. Go and read about your fathers. This is why we're saying come for word feast. This is why, it's not because you want to see your face. It's that the more you read scriptures, the more you become like it. The more you read it, the more it changes you. But you don't read it. That's what someone says now. That's what someone says. Someone says, remove all the negatives. Focus on the word. It's there. They say, first, screen what you are hearing. Psalm 1, verse 1. They say, verse 2 says, then your delights in the law of the Lord. Then verse 3 says, you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You are not planted by river water. You just look like that. You are planted in a desert, but you still look like you are planted by rivers of water. He said, none of your leaves will wither. He says, you bring forth fruit in every season. Listen, you need to understand this thing. Look at this. Say, number one, he said, you are planted, you look like a tree planted by water. Not that you are by water. You guys might be in a desert. I mean, Nigeria's natural economic climate is tough. You know that, Abi? So they're saying you are planted in a country like Nigeria, but you look like you are by a river. So you look different from all the trees around you. Oh, somebody's not agreeing with this thing. See the next thing they said. They said, you bring forth fruit in your season. What they are saying is, see, every other natural tree, they have season they bring fruit and season they don't bring fruit. They say, you bring fruit every season. Lockdown season, you brought fruit. Pandemic, you brought fruit. COVID, you brought fruit. In every season, you are bringing fruit. Even when others are not bringing fruit, you are still bringing fruit. See the next thing. They say, also your leaf shall not wither. That's wrong. Because naturally, there are seasons where leaves wither. It's called fall season because the leaves fall. But you, they say, your own, your leaves, they never fall. They never wither. And they say, whatsoever you do. Do you see why I say I can't be poor? You see, when you don't have a blessing mindset, you have some jobs you are afraid to take. You don't understand. You can take any job. The blessing will make you grow on that job. The blessing will make you rich on that job. That's why Joseph was happy to be a slave. He knew he was not going to be poor. The Bible says he was a prosperous man. How can you say a slave is a prosperous man? It's the blessing that can make you say that. So even if you're a slave, if you are blessed, you are going to be prosperous. Say, I can't take this job. It's beneath me. You don't understand. Anything will work in your hand. They say, whatsoever he doeth, in your own hand it will prosper. That's what it means. You will take it up. That small thing. He said, I can't drive Uber. I'm more than that. It's your mates that started the whole company. You can start from there. You can start anywhere. Though your beginning be small. He said, your latter end shall greatly increase. Increase. Talking about blessing. Doesn't matter where you start. Doesn't matter what job. Say, hey, they sack me. I can't go into sewing. I can't go into laundry. Start it. The blessing upon your life will make you flourish. Don't ever let any job threaten you that I will sack you. Your job is laughing. You say, me, I will sack you. You will say, like Mr. Labor, sack your landlord. Are you getting what I'm saying? The blessing. Glory to God. So focus on that thing. So obedience, salvation, yes. So that was our salvation. So through Christ, now we are. So if you're born again Christian, you are blessed. If you're not born again, at the end of service, I'll pray with you. You can't be missing such a thing. You have a chance to be like a Jew, to be an Israelite, to be the heritage of God. God said, they will be my people and I will be their God. Don't you understand that? You know, if a natural man, if the wealthiest man says, Yare, you'll be my son and I'll be your father. Do you know what that means? Then imagine God. God said, they will be my people and I'll be their God. You don't understand. If ordinary richest man says that, you'll be excited. In fact, richest man in your village, if he says that, you'll be happy. Not every richest man in the world. How much more the Almighty God that we outlive. The richest man in the world can't guarantee how your children turn out. But this Almighty God can cover every aspect. I don't know if you're getting what I'm saying. Salvation. If you're born again, you are blessed. You are not going to be blessed. You are already blessed. And it's the blessing of the original one. The blessing of Abraham. The Jews never approach anything from a fear. They know they will take over. They should just enter it. Hope you know, Mark Zuckerberg, like I said, is a Jew. He might not even believe in God. It doesn't matter. Do you understand? The blessing works like that. Sometimes God is honoring a child because of their father's. Same thing with Isaac and Jacob. Jacob was not a very straight guy. Isaac, too, was a very fearful guy. But God, he appeared to them and honored the covenant he kept with his father. He said it, that the reason I'm doing this is because of what I swore to your father. It's not even because of you. I don't know you. They approach every business like they're taking it. That's how you must approach everything you do. He said, I will make your name great. Do you understand? That means you'll be the top in your field. I'll make your name great. I decree over you, whatever area you are working, you'll be the top in that area in the name of Jesus. Your name will become great in your industry in the name of Jesus. In this part of the world, will it chase money? You don't understand that name is more powerful than money. There's name that attracts money. Oh, I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I said there's name that what? Attracts money. I decree God will give you a great name. I say, God will give you a great name. That's your business name. God will make it great. In the name of Jesus. Last point for today. We'll continue next week. This is why I say I can't be poor. Is this understanding that makes me, I can never be poor. It has nothing to do with your Nigeria. If Nigeria like this, you agree, they should not agree. That's their business. I can never be poor. Are you here, somebody? Last point for today. Let me close. On that thing that activates the blessing. Is giving. Is what? Giving. Oh my God. Everything is by understanding. The Bible says it's more blessed to give. I've told you, whenever you see blessed or blessing or bless, take note of it. They are telling you something there. Say it's more blessed to give than to what? To receive. They are saying there's more blessing when you are doing the giving than when you are doing the receiving. There are two stages of your life, giving and receiving stage. They are saying that the more blessed stage is the giving stage. Oh my God. That's why you can't get tired of giving. There's no such thing as giving too much. No such thing as that. Glory to God. It's more blessed to give than to receive. Hallelujah. I was sharing with them on the mainland church how that I knew many years ago, this was about 15, 16 years ago, I knew that my dream wasn't to be rich in Naira. I already saw the sluggish nature of Naira. I said, my dream is not to be rich. What's rich in Naira? That's not, if you're rich in Naira, you're not rich. One small exchange rate can make you broke. So I knew from beginning I was going to be rich in foreign currency. Are you here, somebody? So I remember, these things are good when you understand it. When you understand these things, you will no longer be running away from opportunities to give. You are not going to be chasing opportunities to give. You see, people that don't understand this, they're the ones that when they say offering time, they go and urinate. They dodge the basket. If that basket coming here, they go this way. If basket coming this way, when the basket drop, they look. They do that. They are praying, so that they won't see the basket and the basket won't see them. You don't understand it. When you understand it, even if they don't collect offering, you're the one that will go and give offering, because you understand that your blessing is tied more to your giving than to your receiving. Your receiving helps your present. Your giving secures your future. When you're operating by the principle of giving and receiving, you are operating beyond the natural system. It's a spiritual system. That's why no matter how angry the economy is, if you plant something, it still grows. The principle is beyond that. Economic hardship is a humanly devised thing. I hope you know. It's human beings that cause economic crisis. I hope you know that. It's not from heaven. It's humans. There's enough land and food in this earth. That's why on some parts it's too much, on some parts it's too little. Do you understand? It's humanly engineered. So that's why the divine principles doesn't answer your human principles. So even if the governor is angry, if you plant something in your backyard and the land is the right kind of land, it will grow in spite of what's happening economically. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That's why the poorest countries have the best natural resources. If it was supposed to be by that, they shouldn't have any. But they have. Because that land won't say, because our president is not this, our oil will disappear. No, the oil will still be there. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. That's how giving and receiving is. It's a spiritual principle. So I remember 16 years ago, we just got married then. We're a new couple. Church was not paying me a salary then. For the first 20 years of this ministry, church didn't pay me. Because I both think we do ministry for money. I laugh. Come and join. What are you waiting for? You don't like money? Come. So I wasn't being paid. My wife just finished her master's then. She wasn't in the salary. So we're two young people, no fixed income. We're living every day by faith. There were many times there was no toothpaste, no sponge, no soap. Many times. We've been practicing social distancing before you people started this. When you didn't brush well, you know that you need to practice social distancing for your own good, for you keep people. Are you here, somebody? We've been doing social distancing. So sometimes no toothpaste, no soap. So one day, one of my daughters that lived in America came to visit Nigeria, and she gave me $200 that time. $200. Woo! We danced. I sprayed my wife. She was happy. Because for people that live by faith, $200 is a lot of money. After we danced and I sprayed her, I pick it back. I said, we don't eat this type. We plant it. We don't eat this type. We planted it. In fact, when we were going to sow it, I was sharing the story during Word Feast. When we were going to sow it, on my way to the, I wanted to go and sow it in a church program that was happening in the island then. I was living on the mainland then. I was rushing to the island to come and sow this before they finished the service. Like I said, when you understand, you're the one rushing for the opportunity to sow. Not that they're begging you. I was doing my best to get there. Police now stopped me on the way. No asking for different things. Where's your birth certificate? Where's your work certificate? I said, look, you people can't delay me. Where I'm going is important. I left the car for them. I said, I'll come back and meet you. But where I'm going, I need to drop this seat before they close that meeting. So I entered taxi. Real life story. Enter taxi, ran to the place. I got there when they had almost closed, but I got there for the close. And I planted the seed in the life of that man. $200, I can never forget. Some months or years, I can't remember now after that. You see, God doesn't give you the harvest when you think you need it. He gives you the harvest when he believes you need it. Because that's what some pastors say. I've planted since. I'm not, you go and rest. He know it will come at the best time. Some of you, he is waiting for your mind to catch up with his plans. If he gives you now, you'll squander it. Give me cash for squander. God said, no, I give you cash when you have sense. Wait. Are you here, somebody? So, some time after, I'm not sure now whether it's months or years, somebody came again and gave us a check. That time, there were no banks were using domiciliary checks. All the banks had number. The only one foreign bank then in Nigeria were giving checks in dollars. The guy said, I want to write you a check. He didn't tell me what it was dollar. And I said, okay, write it in the name of my protocol because I hate going to bank. I don't go to bank. Write in the name of my protocol. When he gave me the check, I saw it's $6,400. I said, why are you writing this man's name? You didn't tell me it was dollars now. I have time for dollars. So. I said, I'll follow him to the bank. Oh, this is Nigerian. For the boy, go cash the thing. Does they go from there? $6,400. See, remember, for somebody that is not being paid, for somebody that was not rich, $6,400 is a lot of money. When that one now came to, woo! I told my wife, we don't eat this type. We planted it again because it's more blessed. See, you are creating a future when you give. You need to get it. Naturally, your progression might be very slow, but when you start to give, you are operating a different law. You are operating a different law that is not governed by your economy of your country. Are you here, somebody? We planted the 6,000. Sometime again after that, somebody came to our house and gave us $10,000 in cash. 10K US. Like I told you, I knew since that my dream wasn't to be rich in Naira. I have no covenant with Naira. No, I want to be rich in foreign currency. If I'm a millionaire, I must be a millionaire in pounds or in dollars. Not that I'm a millionaire in Naira. You can't still pay rent. 10,000 US in cash. Woo, that's a good time to eat it, Abby. I said, we don't eat this type. Planted the 10,000. A few years or whatever after, one couple came to our house early in the morning before we had even had our bath or anything and gave me a perfume bag. When they gave me the bag, they saw in my face that I was disappointed because you can't wake me up in the morning to come and give me perfume. I had perfume at home I was not even using. They now said, it's not perfume that is there. I need to start working on my facial expressions more. It means I didn't do it. For them to be telling me, that means I didn't do a good job of packaging myself. It showed, my disappointment showed. They say it's not perfume. I said, okay, good, better. When I got upstairs, on the way upstairs, I opened the bag, it was $100,000 in cash. In cash. Beautiful. I took a picture with it. It looked very, it resembled my feet. You know when something is not resembling where you are going in life? 100,000. On the mainland. Okay. I preached somewhere in America. I remember I preached somewhere in America. Powerful message, faith message in Dallas. I can't forget Dallas, Texas. And we're staying in one of the pastor's houses. He had a very big house, so we're staying in his house. After the meeting, we're having dinner or something. So everybody was telling me how they were blessed by the message. Their youngest son, I can't remember how old he was, maybe 12 or something. Youngest son. He said he has one question. I said, what's the question? He said he wants to ask what I did with the $100,000. As small as he is, he knows what $100,000 is. But that $100,000, I said, we don't eat this type. We also what? I also sold it. When I said it on the mainland, that we sold it, some people say, you see, any amount of money that threatens you, it shows your size. It shows where your ceiling is. There's somebody that has transit flights and somebody that has reached destination, their behavior is not the same. If you have reached where you're going, it shows. If you know where you're still going is far, your behavior is different. Are you here, somebody? So, it's more blessed to give than what? To receive. So I'm going to challenge you today. Because the plan is that for these two remaining two Sundays, every principle we'll teach about activating the blessing, we're going to practicalize it. So I'm going to challenge you also to sow today. If you are here, I want everybody to plan to decide to sow a seed. This month, you're sowing it. For some of you, to sow it from today. In fact, during the service, you can even sow it immediately. I want us to sow. Everybody. Give something. And as I'm talking, this is how you learn how to start hearing God. The Holy Spirit will lay something in your own heart. Some of you are the level, you are the 100K level. Some of you are the 1 million level. Some of you are even 10 million level. But you see, you need to start to learn how to hear God. You must start learning how to what? Hear God. So I want you to quickly write it out. Write what you're going to sow out. It's important to write it. I don't want you to just have it in your mind. Write what you're going to sow. Some of you are 100K level. You can do that. If you're 500K level, the key, like I said, I don't even want to so much give you a figure. I need you to start hearing God for yourself. That's how to be blessed. When you start to understand, this is what I want to sow. Maybe it's even money you want to do something else with and God is touching your heart to sow it. It's fine. Just obey God. You need to be in faith to do this. Write the figure down. I don't want you to just, if you keep it in your mind, by the time you leave here now, look at saying, you know you have, you know your mother is saying, you know you still have your car to fix, Before you know, the figure will start fluctuating. The Bible says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let him not think he shall receive anything from the Lord. So have a specific goal. Write it down if you can, in terms of a pledge. The ushers can even give you a pledge card. I want to pray over it. When you practice sowing and reaping, you are operating a different principle, a different law, beyond the economy of your country. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Quickly do it. I want to pray over it today. Everybody should participate in this, please. God knows your size, so you can't tell it to give something you don't have. That's the beautiful thing about it. Maybe you're 100K, you're 500K, you're 1 million, you're 5 million. This is how you know whether you have attachment to money or you understand that. It's the blessing. It's the blessing that makes rich. Glory to God. All right, can I pray over it? If you have it, you can raise up your hand. If you are transferring it, you can raise up your phone, whatever. Start redeeming it from today, in fact, from the service to the end of this month. It shouldn't go beyond this month. Can we pray? Father, I thank you. Lord, we are practicing the principle of your word. You said it's more blessed when we give than when we receive. Father, today we are practicing the principle of giving. And you said wherever the blessing is, there's increase. Thank you, because for everyone sowing today, there will be tangible increase in the name of Jesus. I decree Nigeria's economy will not hold them down. I decree the economy of any country that they are will not hold them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for unusual increase upon the work of our hands. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a big hand if you want to. Like I said, redeem from now, redeem from today. Drop, if you wrote the pledge card, drop it when they're passing the offering. Next prayer, I want us to pray. Please bow your heads, everybody, before I leave. Next prayer, we're going to pray. If you're here and you're not born again, listen, everything we've been shouting since doesn't really concern you yet. You are not yet plugged into this covenant, into this blessing. We get it by being a part of Christ. He said the blessing of Abraham comes upon us Gentiles through Jesus Christ. If you're here, you're not born again, please, I want to pray with you. All heads are bowed. You're here. You know you're not born again. Can you raise up your right hand wherever you are? You want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand. Raise up your right hand wherever you are. Quickly. Quickly, let me pray with you. Whether you're upstairs or downstairs, just raise your right hand. You want to say, Pastor, I'm not born again. I want to give my life to Jesus today. Anybody here like that today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Father, I thank you for everybody in the house today. Thank you, because we will be mindful of the blessing. That same blessing that Abraham had is working in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We know you've been blessed by this message. To order a copy of this message or any of our messages, you can call us on 080-777-14411 or 080-777-14412. Or you can visit our website on www.davidschristiancenter.org. David's Christian Center, home of victorious people.